Blog Talk Radio.
Bye. Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome to be in the presence of God. And let him know that you want to give him all the glory. Praise God. You are listening to God's Fragrance Ministry coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or wherever you may be going to. Maybe it's a sickness or a disease. Maybe it's some kind of hurt or pain. You know, we are going through many things in this time and in this hour. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Yes, that's the God that we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God that we serve. He loves us so much. Yes, he loves us so much. And he bids us to come. Come to him with anything that you might be laboring with. Anything that feels too heavy for you. He said, "I'll take it. And I'll shield you. I'll comfort you. I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest." Praise God. Isn't God awesome? Isn't he wonderful? Praise God. I will help you. I will uphold you. God has all kinds of ways of reaching out to his children. Why? Because he loved us so well. So much that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ. Oh, to be a propitiation for us. To give his life to die for our sins. Praise God. Maybe you may have a son that's wayward or behind prison walls, but God is there to comfort you. You may have a daughter that have committed a sin that just really broke your heart. But Jesus is waiting right there to comfort you. Maybe they may be on drugs, or maybe they may be behind prison walls, but Jesus is there to comfort you. Maybe you might, one of them might need a healing, or you have someone that you know that may need a healing. Jesus is waiting for you to call upon him, and he will answer you. Yes, he will. On time. He has a timing. He wants to know if you love him more than anything else, because he had loved you more than anything else. But do you love him? How much do you care about Jesus? Are you just playing a game? Are you just spinning wheels? Or are you really, 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 really deep down in your heart? You are serious about God. If you are, then go to him and talk to your daddy and tell him all about your troubles, all about your trials. He knows. He knows. He just wants you to come to him. That's what he said, do. He said, "Come unto me." Praise God. And you know, we can never run to Jesus enough or too much. He's always there with his arms open for his children. Yes, isn't that great? Praise God. He loves you. He loves you. We don't really recognize the depth of God's love for us. So deep. That we can't fathom it. So wide and so high that we can't get around it. That's a deep love. That's an awesome love. No one on this earth loves you that much. But Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God's Son, has loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. praise, God. May we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we love you. We come before you, Lord, with thanksgiving, thankfulness unto you, and praise unto you, O God, for all that you have done for us and all that you're going to do, Lord Jesus. Lord, you saved us, O God, from our sins. And you're still saving us from our sins. You still, oh God, if we sin, you still will wash it away, God. What an awesome God you are. Father, touch your people tonight. And whatever they may be going through or whatever they encounter, Lord, touch them, oh God, with a finger of love like never before. Let them know, God, how much you love them, Father. May they cry out to you and cry, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, your power, and your glory. O Heavenly Father, here we are. We are your children calling unto you again. We know that you are the highest above all high. You sit high and you look low. We know, Father God, what your word has said, that if we call unto you, you will answer us and you will show us great and mighty things, things that we don't even know of. God, thank you. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the power that you possess. And in that name there is power when we call upon the name of Jesus, your Son. Thank you, Father God, for healing, oh God, from every nook, whether it's a hurt, whether it's a pain, oh God. Whatever, oh God, that have, oh God, bombarded our lives, oh God, we know, God, you can remove it and, oh God, wash our slate clean again. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father, for shelter. Food and clothing. Thank you, my Father, that you allowed us to be born, oh God, in different states and countries and counties and whatever that make up this whole system, God. Whether it's in outside of the country, God, you put us, oh God, where you wanted us to be. But what you told us to do is to love. To love, to walk in love for everyone, a attitude of love, showing gratitude, lifting up one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and praising unto you, O God. Let our praise, O God, be heard, O God. May you bow your ear and hear the cry of your children. Oh, Father God, oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus, we love that name, we love that name, we love that name. There's no other name like that name. And, Father, someone may be hurting so bad, need a healing, mentally, physically, and spiritually, financially. God, I know that you can do anything but fail, Lord. So many are suffering, oh God, need financial needs met. What shall we say but call unto you, Jesus? You are helper, oh God. You are the sunshine after the rain. Oh, we call upon that name. You said call unto you. You will answer us, God. We are trusting in you. You said we can believe on you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, that there is no other God that have loved us like you have. Thank you, God, for creating us in your own image. Thank you, oh God, for knitting every part in us. Oh God, closely knit. Oh God, thank you, Lord God, for every fiber. Thank you for the blood that's running warm through our veins. Thank you, Lord God, oh God, for eyes to see, ears to hear. Hands to clap and feet to run after you. Praise God. Touch everyone that, oh God, that needs to hear from you tonight. Speak to their hearts. Lead them and guide them, oh God, into all truth, O God. You promised that you would, Father, in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for that name that we can stand up on, that we can count on, that we can believe on, that we can trust in. The name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you tonight. Thank you. You said, oh God, to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done. We can't thank you enough. We thank you for this day, the air that we breathe. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to breathe air through our nostrils. Oh God, kept us alive for a purpose and a reason. Kept us, God, that we can call upon that name. Kept us, oh God, oh Father God, that we can hear you when you speak to us, oh God. And we, Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. If you have anything that you want Jesus to do for you, call upon him with your whole heart, mind, and soul. And I believe God will hear you and he will answer your prayer. Praise God. He tell us to make our request known unto him. Praise God. And that's what we want to do. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come and lay down all your burdens. Everything that you have carried, but in the sanctuary, go to your secret closet and lay it down. God is here. Praise God. Praise God. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. At this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, and I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Amen.
This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. To listen to our program, just dial area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. And press 1 if you'd like to give a good testimony for the Lord or request prayer, and we will speak with you and see what we can help you with. And the Word of God will give us the instructions on what to give to you. On Friday nights, we have Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio Program, featured by Minister Janice Williams at 7 p.m. Every Friday night, call this number, area code 714-409-0578, and you can hear our Minister Janice Williams, the host of Victorious Living. She's a great speaker. And be a great listener to God's Word, because God's Word will help you solve your problems every day. Our prayer request is for knee replacements. We have several of our listeners that's going through knee replacements. Also, for the therapy that they have to take after they have their surgery. All illnesses, heart problems, kidneys, eyes, children in school, teachers, government officials, protection for children, for schools, for neighborhood. Just think about anyone that's in your neighborhood that needs a prayer. We never know what goes on behind closed doors, and as we pass each home, in our neighborhood. Just let's pray a simple blessing on that home that day. Somebody needs encouragement. Somebody needs a little prayer. And let Jesus know that number of that house, because he knows who lives there. We don't, but God knows who lives there and who lives in our hearts. Isn't it wonderful that we have a wonderful God that we can go to and bring our requests, and he never gets tired of hearing them? Let's go get some encouragement in our words tonight in Proverbs 22:17. Listen carefully to what wise people say. Pay attention to what I am teaching you. It will be good to keep these things in mind so that you are ready to repeat them. I am teaching them to you now so that you will put your trust in the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you, which gives knowledge and good advice. I am teaching you true and reliable words so that you can give true answers to anyone who asks. Do not abuse poor people because they are poor, or do not take away the rights of the needy in court. The Lord will defend them in court and will take the life of those who take away their rights. Don't make friends with quick-tempered people or spend time with those who've had bad tempers. If you do, you will be like them. Then you will be in real danger. Don't promise to pay when someone else owes, and don't guarantee anyone's loans. If you cannot pay the loan, your own bed may be taken right out from under you. Don't move an old stone that marks a border, because those stones were set up by your ancestors. Do you see people skilled in their work? They will work for kings, not for ordinary people. If you sit down to eat with a ruler, notice the food that is in front of you. Control yourself. If you have a big appetite, don't be greedy for his fine food, because that food might be a trick. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to control yourself. Wealth will vanish in a wink of an eye. It can seem to grow wings and fly away like eagles. Isn't that wonderful? Wealth can vanish in the wink of an eye. It can seem to grow wings and fly away like eagles. But it's blessed to give than to receive. Isn't that wonderful that we can give on to the Lord's ministry and he will reward us? Just think about when you pay your tithes, how that money comes back to you in so many ways. It'll come back in tenfolds. It'll probably come back in hundredfolds. It all depends on how you give. And you give, and you give with a cheerful heart. Tonight we just want to thank God for our blessings this day and all through the week. And just think about it. Every Sunday night you have a wonderful blessing coming to you on God's favorite radio program by listening to his word, featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George, and on Friday night, Minister Janice Williams. Isn't it wonderful that we can receive blessings twice a week from our Lord just by listening to a radio station, just by listening to it on air? His word will go through and will help sustain you. Yes, Mom and Dad, we don't forget you all that have children behind those prison bars and those that have been slain by the bullet. We pray for you too. We pray for your families. Just recently in the neighborhood of New Orleans, they had a young mother gunned down expecting a baby. They have two other kids right in the street. It's hard to accept these things, and it's hard to know that God gives us the love to love those people, because we don't know who they are, but he knows. And if it's an untimely death for that lady. But you know what? God hears and answers prayers of the ones that's in sorrow. And we can go to Him in prayer, and we can ask you just to think about the different crimes that happens in this world today, and just pray for crime that will be going away. Ask God to give those people desires to serve Him. Isn't it wonderful we have a God that we can run to in the time of trouble, in the time of need, or just because He's God? That's what God's favorite radio program is all about. We have a wonderful week in the Lord. Call somebody and tell them to listen to God's favorite radio program. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. And you will have a wonderful service to listen to. Praises, glorifying, and thanking God for what He has done for us this week. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Sister Peggy. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to talk about hurts. Hurts. We encounter so much hurt sometime in our lives. How do we deal with hurts? We have so much hurt in our land today. Our minds are bombarded with chaos of the world. Our children are being killed. Our children have gone to drugs. Our children are being having children at an early age. There's destruction, distraction in the land, everywhere, everywhere. As Sister Peggy was just saying. And I was thankful that she was saying that because that was part of my message. It seems as though there is no peace any place you go anymore. Parents are at each other's throat. Police are being killed. There's no support, looks like, no place that you go. But I know that God gives us support, and there is an answer. It just seems nobody understands to support your back. But there is help. There is help. Look like sickness and all kinds of diseases on the rise. What do we do? What do we do? Number one, we ought to run to Jesus. We are not running to Jesus enough. He's open to take every one of our cries if it's all day long. And we ought to submit ourselves under the almighty hand of God and let Him know, here we are. Father, we need You. Next, we need to praise. We need to praise God in the midst of every trial, every pain, and every hurt. Then you can walk in the things that are bothering you, that you are going through. Praise and worship brings us healing and deliverance. God is our deliverer. It's the only way. He said we can come no other way but through Him. God is our only hope. He's our only hope, people. People are not running to God enough. Praise God. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5. Praise God. Starting at verse 13. And to esteem them very highly in love in their work. And be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Those are the things that will help us. Praise God. It said, pray without ceasing. God wants us to rely on Him. He's trying to get our attention. He wants to be glorified. And I don't think people really understand that God wants all the glory. He wants all the attention. We are trying to put it on someone else, or we are trying to do it within ourselves, or we want it done some other way, but it's only through Jesus. We must call upon the name of Jesus to get our hurts healed. Praise God. He wants to be glorified in our lives. He wants us to worship no one else but Him. But we are allowing the hurts and the trials to succumb us, to make us to bow down to other things. And God's displeased with that. We are allowing the hurts that we encounter to cause us to bow down to other things. It just told us not to try to render evil for evil. Sometimes we try to get back after the person that have hurt us. Sometimes we want to run to alcohol or cigarettes or something instead of running to Jesus. We have an answer, people. We have an answer to everything that the devil is trying to bombard our lives with. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants to be glorified. He just wants to be glorified. But we are allowing the hurts and the trials to pull us, to sway us. That is the flesh. The flesh hurts so bad, yes. But deep down in the soul, God wants to renew and refresh our mind, our soul, and our strength. Hurt brings fears. God is saying, fear not, for I am with you. Praise God. Let's go to Isaiah 14. Praise God. God is saying, fear not, for I am with you. No matter what you encounter, no matter what you encounter. Isaiah 14, starting at verse 3. Praise God. Let's read. Praise God. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou hast made to serve. Did you hear that word just then? Let's read it again. And it shall come to pass in that day the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear. See, he didn't stop at one thing now, y'all. Come on now. And from the hard bondages. See, we're going to talk about them bondages in a few minutes. Wherein thou hast made to serve. Thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how has the oppressor ceased the golden thy city cease. Let me tell you, yes, the devil wants to put you in bondage. He wants to put you in bondage to things that suppress your life, try to overcome your life. But you're an overcomer in Jesus Christ. Go to Isaiah 41 and 10. 41 and 10 said, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confound, shall be nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." God is letting us know, if we ever, ever get it in our spirit, that God is there to help us. We don't have to worry about what happened in our lives, what's going on in our lives. We just have to depend upon the helper. Praise God. Hurts originate sometime from way back in our past. Hurts happen right away before you know it. Look how Job, everything happened in one day. But sometimes things come from generational, way back hurts, and we still have them. We are still carrying them. Hurts bring anger. How long will you hold on to that thing? Let God work in you to release you from what the devil is trying to make you hold on to. As I said, hurts can originate from the past. Sometimes, some things that you are still holding on to and won't let go. Repent and ask God for forgiveness. It's you he wants. It's you he wants to deal with. It ain't about what has happened. It ain't about how it hurts. It's about how you gonna cling on to Jesus. Hurt causes anxiety. Our anxiety attacks when we don't deal with situation as they arises. God say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If you can't do anything, one thing you can do is call upon Jesus. If you can't shake that thing, go and call the elders of the church, he said, and let them pray over you. Let's go to James 5 and 14 and read that. Let's go over to James. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is so serious tonight because we got so much in our land and in our world, praise God, and so many people are holding on to so much, praise God. James 5 and 14 says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed any sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The affection, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." So, God has taught us, if we can't shake the thing, call for the elders. Go to someone that you feel that you can go to and they will pray over you. and you can be free. You can be free. It puts you in a bondage when you are not free. And that bondage can cause you to, rebel against God and God's authority. It is so hard when the hurt sometimes come from family members within your own household, God said. God said it, I didn't. So he knew. He knew that we would encounter all kinds of hurts. But we must realize the devil uses anyone he can to bring hurt on us. Praise God. Think about this tonight, how we encounter different things in our lives. Hurts come and hurts go. If they will go if we allow them to be released and give it all to Jesus. Give it all to Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another scripture in Romans 8. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Romans 8. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 15. And it reads thus. Praise God. For that which I do, I'll allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent to the law that it is good. So sometimes when we want to do the right things, we do it not. We must realize we hurt other people just like people hurt us. And I mean to do good. I don't mean to. But the devil has his way of coming in and trying to distort our lives. But we must run to Jesus. We must believe God for everything that's concerning us. And sometimes it seems so hard to encounter hurts from people when people are supposed to be loving us. But it's an attack of Satan. It's not about them. We have to realize sometimes it's not about the people. It's about how much can you walk in forgiveness? How much can you love? How much can you take that thing and bring it to Jesus? God allows it so that we can be strengthened in him. He wants us to grow more and more like Jesus, to look like him, to talk like him, to do the things that he wants us to do. Your praise will get you better. Your prayers will make you stronger. Your mind will be stayed on him. Yes. When you allow hurts to stay there, then your prayers are not strengthened. But when you bring those hurts to Jesus in prayer, it only strengthens your prayer, make you stronger, and you grow stronger. Every day gets every burden get a little bit lighter. Your mind is more on Jesus. I'm telling you because I had to realize this. You know, I can keep a song in my mind every day when once I couldn't. A praise song all day long when once I couldn't. My mind would stray off on other things. But thanks be to God. The trials of this life, the pains of this life, the hurdles of Satan in this life is only making me stronger. that I can stand in the midst of adversity. I can stand and believe God that He's going to help me in everything that I encounter. And I stands up on that word. Lo, I'll be with you always, He said. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And you know, I believe if more people keep that scripture in their mind all day, they will be strengthened. Strengthened. I will never, I keep that in my mind. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always. I'll be with you always. What do you need God to be with you in tonight? What do you need God to remove out of your life tonight? What do you need God to do for you tonight? When He has told us, we don't serve a God that will not do what He said He's going to do. But we just can't ask God to do something and then we go on and forget it. He told us to believe and to have faith. I don't know about you, but I have encountered some hurts in my life. Paul said when he was out there on the ship, he told the soldiers, you're going to endure some hurts. They're going to have some hardships. It's already laid out for us to know what God will do for us. But Paul told them, don't fear, because his God was going to help them. You got to be to the place that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to help you in every area of your life. He cares about you. Yes, He does. God cares about you. Whether it's your children, He gave them to you. But He also wants you to offer them back to Him. He wants you to offer them. He laid the foundation. He told Abraham to bring that son and offer him back to Him. God wants us to do the same thing. He wants us to do this. And Lord, I give you these children. I know you gave them to me, Lord. But I bring them to you, Lord. And I believe, God, that you're going to turn them around. Because you told me and my whole household will be saved. I believe you, God. I trust you, God. I trust you with my children, God. I trust you with my finances, God, because they're very low, God. I trust you to make every payment on time, God. I trust you to deliver me from some things that I'm still in, God, that I need to be delivered from. I may have some bad habits, but I need God to deliver me from them. I trust you, my God, to deliver me from this. Take me, oh God, to a place in you that I will have no doubt, that I will not worry because of the hurts that I've gone through. That I would trust you with my whole heart, mind, and soul, no matter how deep the hurt may feel, because I know you're going to deliver me from them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No matter how they came, oh God, you are my God, and I trust you, Lord. That's where we have to go in, God. We have to get along. He told us how to go in our secret closet. When we go in our secret closet and call upon the name of Jesus, He will deliver us from every encounter of Satan, which he has tried to do to us. He's our God. I'm so glad you came on tonight because I wanted to talk to you about hurts. It's so much. Praise God. God loves you. And He will help you. Yea, with His righteous right hand, He said, I will lift you up and I will keep you, your mind in perfect peace. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? We serve a God to that extent where He will keep our mind He won't even let us go crazy. That's what the devil wants you to do, lose your mind. But no, God wants to renew your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he give you peace. When the devil tries to beat up on you, may you have peace. In Jesus' name, may you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. May you always have plenty. May you never have no lack. I speak it into your life. Praise God tonight that you'll never have lack in Jesus' name, that God will keep you. He will fulfill every dream and every purpose for your life, because God has a purpose and a plan for every one of our lives. May you live out the plan with joy and peace, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Be blessed now in Jesus' name. Be with us next weekend and be with us again as we apply the word of God to your life. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.